Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. How many of these goddamn Sans Pants Radios I gotta do in one evening? Three? That's all right then. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously,
the ailments afflicting this man become immediately apparent to you. He is dead. On the ground, there's a satchel that must have come loose when the horse was stopped.
Okay, I'll open up that satchel.
In the satchel is a handkerchief, which you pull out, and a sealed letter. When the light shines through the handkerchief, when you fold the handkerchief in half, the squiggly lines match up together and form a coastline.
May I suggest that we make a quick vamoose and exit this particular place?
I agree, but I'm already leaving. I've grabbed old man.
Yeah, brings out a candle.
Get a candle there. Oh, let's just put that letter to the light. Oh, not too close. Careful. Everybody.
Gotcha, you idiot!
Fell into my trap.
The doors to the tavern burst open. And a man walks in.
Officer?
His hand is gently resting on his sword hilt. The officer wheels about to you, Petra. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You sound very much like my good friend Pierre.
It is the local accent.
Got it.
That makes sense. Why don't we sound the same?
I am not from the city itself, so this is my accent.
Where are you from?
The countryside.
Right, hello.
Within the city walls, the accent I have been told is different.
So, sorry, who are you? So, hi, who are you again?
My name is Captain Mercer. Oh,
how do you spell that?
M-E-R-C-E-R? Or no, Captain, C-A-P-T-A-I-N.
Mercer?
Captain Mercer.
Pleased to meet you,
Captain. Have you seen a man wearing a uniform similar to mine?
Did you lose a friend?
Yes.
I'm very sorry. He's just over here in the next to our good friend here, Phallic.
He walks past you towards the table. Pierre is backed up, like, behind the bar.
So what was his name?
Franck.
Does he say it like that?
Yes.
What rank was Franck?
Are you a soldier?
Yes. Well, former soldier, actually. Retired.
He was private.
Is he lying? Because fuck Adam, it sounds like he's lying.
It sounds like he's rusing. I mean, like he is. He is. He's not a good guy. He's the baddie.
The good captain looks like perhaps he might be telling a fib.
Tell him bloody porky pies.
Yes. So yeah, that's him just there. That's Franck.
The captain pulls back on the cover over quotation marks Franck.
Mm-hmm.
And looks him in the face. Yes, this is him. Who's the other one? He lets go of the cloth.
That is Phallic. While he was looking at the Franck, can I just pocket it? Like the letter and the
yeah, sure, easy.
Like,
you've got it in your pocket now.
I just don't want him to know.
He walks over to the other one, pulls it back. He looks at the arrow. It's still, oh, did you take the arrow out of? Yeah, no. As over the course of checking him, perhaps you took the arrow out.
Arrow next to him.
Yeah,
I don't think we would have hidden it.
He looks at the arrow, picks that up, and then lowers the thing back over Phallic and says, this is a royal arrow.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice.
He starts flipping it around in his fingers.
Couldn't help but notice they're the same ones in your quiver there, Captain.
They are quite common among guards and members of the royal guard.
So you're telling...
Perhaps you used one. When you were a soldier.
Did
he starts just pacing the room. Yeah, you. Well, probably not, actually.
Because then why didn't I know that before?
Are yours often covered in poison too?
Pardon?
I said, are yours often covered in poison too?
He walks, as he's pacing the room, he walks in between you, both of you, Noddy and Petra. Sometimes when the needle raises, I will poison my arrows. So, it is common of the royal guard.
So, Captain Mercer, it looks like one of your boys was killed by one of your boys.
Perhaps the facts of this situation have not all come in. Many people could have killed him. He looks you dead in the eyes when he says that.
What's your current hypothesis?
You're trying to intimidate him?
Look, I'm trying, but I'm just a bard.
Do you actually want me to roll dice? Because that's how it typically works.
Yes, please.
I did forget earlier for the lie.
I would like to intimidate, but like an intimidation where it's like, I know I don't got the tough, so I'm going to try and bluff with mystery. Like they're
gonna bluff
some...
the tough.
Mm. I'm going to bluff the tough with some mystery stuff.
He's wearing heavy metal armor and is a foot taller than you. He looks down on you as you try to intimidate him, and he seems unimpressed.
But, like, can I go for, like, a mouse-to-elephant angle?
No.
Right. So,
not sure what that is, but I'm assuming the answer is no.
So can you tell me, like, what do you think? Because, like, we're just up a bit, was it north that where we went, where the bridge was?
It's to the west, the bridge.
So a bit west there. I think that's where Franz maybe got attacked.
Ah, that is unfortunate. Perhaps you should travel with me back to Blue Beach, where we will give a full debrief of this situation.
I feel as though we'd need to check with our
old man.
Ma'am.
Perhaps have you gone up there? Because there was another. There was still some assailants up there. Have you been to the out west?
No, I came from the east. That sounds like another lie.
Convenient.
Right. West. Sorry, I got my directions best around. The bridge is to the east. Mm-hmm. He says he comes from the west.
Right. So then, were you looking for young Fritz?
He did not arrive at my predestined location.
What was your predestined location?
That actually sounds like the truth.
We could just be bad at telling things.
We could. That is the struggle.
Right. Well, Captain Mercer, so it seems to me that you don't actually know who this young man is.
What are you accusing me of?
Well, the fact is I've used three different names to describe him and you haven't balked once. Who are you exactly and what is your meaning to be here?
My name is Captain Mercer and I'm here to prevent further crimes.
So what was the crime that young man committed here?
He did not commit a crime, as far as I am aware. But the crime was committed.
What crime?
What crime?
Quite obviously murder.
Well, yes, obviously.
Murder sounds a lot like mercy.
I don't think, other than two crimes of murder, I don't think any other crime has taken place here. Has it? He gives you a sideways look that... Maybe you interpret as he's trying to read you now.
Ooh.
I'm a trustworthy individual. How dare he?
Script flipped, motherfuckers.
How do you react?
Like quizzical. Like, as in, I do like my eyebrow up. Like, what are you trying to do? You checking me out?
I give. Is this also directed at me or not?
Yeah,
really?
He probably looks at both of you, actually, yeah.
I respond with eyebrows like, ooh, you don't know what I'm thinking. Try and guess. It's an enigma in here. I don't even know what's going on.
Did you happen to pilfer from my companion a pouch, a messenger's pouch, full of any messages?
What kind of people do you think we are? Like, that would be thievery and no other crimes have been committed on this day.
We checked the person to see if any identification, but we couldn't find any, no.
She is a pathological liar.
Very well, then. He stands up.
Out of making little noises. Mm. Scary, but
very tense.
He walks, he starts walking back towards the door. Well, if you happen to find any messages that might have gotten lost, perhaps, somewhere in the tavern, all you need do is hang them outside this front door, this one right here, he taps it. So long as this is done by tomorrow morning, I would not consider you a criminal, an enemy of the state.
Right, you're talking, hey, I'm a former soldier. All
good
right,
night.
Mate.
He leaves.
Excuse me, do you want to take your compatriot with you?
He's gone.
Rude.
Pierre from behind the table. Well, that was uncomfortable.
Just a little bit, Pierre. Just a little bit. Do you know who Captain Mercer was at all?
He shakes his head. No.
I don't even think he was a captain, to be perfectly honest. I don't even think he was with the Royal Army, really.
I don't think he is who he says he is.
Right. I would...
If he is, then you are in deep trouble.
Very
You best be finding that wagon, boy.
Okay, then.
Please.
If he is who he says he is, perhaps it would be best that you not travel by roads if you plan on holding on to any messages you might have.
Yes.
Pierre makes a good point. If he is who he says he is, then he probably wields a lot of power and the roads would be dangerous for you.
So, quick option here. Do we just simply burn the letter?
Oh, my God. If you just burn the letter? Oh, fuck.
Well, like, you've memorized it.
The map won't be as easy to memorize.
Yeah, yeah. The map, you're probably going to keep on you, but the...
What a... Well, I am an artist, as we have discovered. Tattoo the map upon my body. Can we find... Pierre, bring me a knife and your darkest ale.
Perhaps some ink.
That probably will work a little better. Do it, Pierre.
Twist, Adam. Adam?
Do I have any spells that
Uno
do...
momento, per favor. He goes to get those things for you.
Right, I'm just gonna look at the message, not the map, the message, and try to like, is there anything else here that we're missing? So if we did burn this letter, that we're like haven't shot ourselves in the foot.
We can make this into a song so that we can all remember it.
Yes,
I'm so surprised.
Mnemonic device, I love it. Mnemonic? Pneumatic? All right. What do you call it? I don't know. Anyway.
Pneumatic.
Okay,
pneumatic
device. What does the letter say?
Pneumatic tubes. Sorry?
What does the letter say word for word?
The letter says, in regular ink, it says 5:35.
Is that in numbers or
5:35 a.m., sorry. And then a date, which is a week from now, which is joining day, the day of, like, officially it's going to be signed in the order, and celebrations begin for Blue Beach and Candor to become one nation. Mm-hmm. Then, if you hold it to the candle, it says, Sincerely and always yours, the Conspiracy of Blue.
Does anybody have any spells that can make rain a little bit? Because what we could do is... we can wet the letter so it's unreadable and then pin it on the outside and then make it rain so it looks like the rain's ruined the letter so we get off scot-free. We ain't got no scots no more and we can leave.
I was going to say, if light showed something, would like other things show it? Could there be like a double hidden message? Is that a thing that can happen?
Potentially.
Shit.
Not a bad place
for
a bath.
You're not a spy, so you wouldn't know. But, like, it sounds like something that could be real. You certainly know there are magical ways of concealing messages. So the shining a light to it is a very mundane way. Like, you know, that's lemon juice or whatever writing on paper. But there are magical means of concealing a message on paper as well.
Maybe I'm going to wake up old Nan.
Yeah.
Old man. Sorry.
Ah, man, so much has happened.
I've just been sleeping. I imagine I ate a banana before bed.
Sure. Ma'am, old ma'am. Can you just, sorry.
Do you mean a gnome berry?
Fucking gnome berries.
They're everywhere.
A dwarf stick, actually. That's what the gnomes call them. Dwarves are very mad that gnomes call them that.
dwarf stick peel all over my bed. I wake up.
What's happening?
So I just want to fill you in on just some of the happenstances that happened. Fill you in. Captain Mercer, sus as a bag of hornets. So
you're tattooing it all across Not a Boy? That's the plan?
I don't know. Well, that's what Not a Boy said. I feel this might be a little bit too extreme, but that's what Not a Boy wants to do, so maybe.
Noddy's ready. Noddy's body is ready.
You can't really stop Noddy when he's got an idea in his head.
No,
dearie.
He's very... always finishes
directed.
The goal.
I like that about him.
Yes, it's perseverance, that
old
one.
Man. Old man.
Yes?
This paper here.
Oh, you're in the room. Oh, sorry for talking about you.
It was compliments, so it's good.
I actually love it when others talk about me. any magic on this. Tell us all the messages on this.
I'll detect magic on this. Because, yes, the thing.
Sincerely and always yours, respectfully.
I chuck on my spectacles, hold it like that, and then detect magic with it.
All right. You check the fabric, the weave of magic around and about the paper, and you detect that there is some magical presence to it.
There's a bit of magic, a touch of magic to this.
Old man.
Yes.
Would you at all be able to change what it says?
Unfortunately, that's a bit beyond me.
Is that up to you to decide?
I don't think I have any spells.
Have you asked God?
No, he can't. There's nothing one like the she can do, sorry.
Reveal?
No, I don't know. I don't have it.
Unfortunately, I'm not quite built for that.
What does my mending spell do? Can
it repairs minor damage to objects.
Like,
so,
if you hide a thing?
Well, here's the
if
thought.
You tore it like in half or something
if
like that,
we're trying,
you can put it back
together. If we're trying to hide it, what if we tore it into little pieces?
Because
then you could mend it down the track.
Well, because then we'd still have it. They want us to prove that we've given it up.
No, they just wanted, like, look, we've got several options here, because either we can trust this man wholeheartedly.
Pierre comes back, he's got, like, ink and a knife, what you need. The problem is, with the map, just letting you know, to give you extra considerations for your conversation, if you wish to tattoo it upon yourself, you would need enough room, which would only really be found on your washboard abs, I assume, or your washboard back, both of which make it very difficult for you to tattoo it. So either someone else tattoos it, or you tattoo it onto someone else.
I'll happily tattoo it upon you. I believe that I have the fine hand for my knitting and sewing.
So. Do I have girthy thighs?
Not girthy enough. It's a pretty detailed map.
I know how much you love tattooing messages on your body.
I'm already like pulling up my shirt and holding it with my
teeth.
Yes,
your abs are very impressive. Let me just have a bit of a touch there.
I'd pulse them in and out for you.
Very impressive. Yes. But don't you know if this is the best solution that we have, to be honest?
Come on, listen to mine!
That's the shirt in your mouth, is it?
Yes.
Well, if we tattoo it upon his body and then we get rid of the napkin, well...
Just quickly, can you detect magic on the napkin as well?
Yes, I'll detect magic on the napkin.
The napkin does not detect his magic.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yes, you can tattoo them.
All right. I'll begin tattooing the map onto Nottaboy's body.
Where? Do you want it, like, down the side of your abs? Because it's a coastline, yeah?
Yeah, it's the coastline.
So you can get, like, the coastline going down like that or, like, along your back. Where do you want it?
Kind of sexy on the ribs.
That's kind of cool.
You might want to use your 10.
I'll use my 10. Yeah. Right. Use my one, Adam.
If you want.
No. My ten.
I mean, like, it won't change what you got on the roll.
Well,
imagine.
Did it wrong. Did it backwards.
Yeah, you do a decent job of tattooing. Unfortunately, the implements you have are not. There's usual typical tools you use to tattoo someone, and a medieval society just does not have access to them, frankly. So you do as good a job as you can, but there's smudging and it's not a perfect drawing.
Oh, look, we can neaten it up down the track.
When you don't have a reference.
That's perfect.
Embellished, like, add a dragon.
Is it an accurate representation of the map?
Like, it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it's, like, better than going from your memory.
Okay.
I try and get Petra over here to have another crack on the other side?
So where did we put the first map?
This one was down like
down
that.
My ribs.
Down one of the other side.
No, it'd have to be on your chest. It's just simply too big. On your chest or on your back.
If it fits on a hanky, why can't it fit on me?
It's very detailed on the hanky. Someone like went in with a very care. It's easier to stitch something in a medieval society than it is to tattoo something. It's got to be a lot bigger when it's being tattooed. You can. Allow it to be like done around an arm. Well, not an arm.
Not
it's
an arm.
Just
no.
Maybe around your thigh in a pinch, but then it's very difficult to get
so
it to look right.
So we basically have three goes. Four but, goes if we use both thighs.
Or double that, or triple that if we use each other.
Yeah, that's true. We get a lot of goes at this.
Who's the best at the art here?
Oh, me.
That one. It's not a boy.
So wait, all right, I'm going to negate that role, which would have been funny.
hang on.
Not a boy is the best artist?
Not a boy.
You
is
do
the
more
best
of an artist's interpretation.
So not a boy is the best at the art here?
I did do a smashing rendition of that boy.
You did.
I really captured the dead in his eyes.
You captured the lack of light in his eyes.
Unfortunately, in 5th Ed, there is no direct skill that governs this. But I would say...
How about this? We just keep letters on ourselves. No one's tattooing. Why don't we, A?
Petra would probably be the best.
Ah.
Petra?
Give it another go. Why not? Give it another crack. We're here.
This boy's got chest for days, Petra.
Let me just touch them pecs.
They're good.
You're going to ruin them.
Petra, you could touch these pecs. That's the sad thing.
You're going to ruin them.
All right, so you definitely want me to tattoo. All right, how about this? I'm going to tattoo, and I'm going to tell you my plan as I tattoo it, all right?
Okay.
All right, so let's tattoo them delicious pecs. Oh, distracted by her body.
We've ruined your body. Not a boy, I'm sorry.
Start doodling like, not a boy, just taking me behind a bike shed.
What's a bike?
It's like a child drawing. It's not very good.
I'm so sorry.
You don't even get to finish it. You're about halfway and you're like, it's ruined. It's just not
Look,
good.
How about this? Sorry, let's just lower those. Okay, let's up the. All right, now let's lower the. Next one we'll look. Amazing. You take real good care of yourself. So what I'm suggesting here, how about this, is we just get a piece of paper. I'll just write 5:35 a.m. in the date,
yeah.
Right? And we'll just put that outside because that's just one of the messages there.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that nothing else is important so that we take the actual letter ourselves.
Potentially.
And, okay, so this particular handkerchief. Now, you're very good at knitwork.
Yes.
Can you maybe get another handkerchief and knit something else?
I can certainly give it a go.
And then we can just give him these decoy messages because, look, if he is who he says he is, then maybe we should have given these to him, you know, exactly as they were.
Yeah.
But I'm very sus and I don't think he is who he says he is. So maybe this would just throw him off.
All right, can I try and knit a decoy hanky?
I would like to suggest that we write 6:35.
You,
Yes.
You do a decent job of knitting a decoy hanky.
All right. Well, we've knitted a decoy hanky, and we're going to give him the wrong time.
Yes, wrong time and date.
6:35.
This is actually the best rendition of it that you've done so far.
Oh, that's good. I'm getting
6:35 and maybe 2 days after.
Yeah, and we'll put that up on the outside.
No, 2 days before.
No, yeah. No, after.
Because then we get there first.
Yeah.
True, but I'm just going to say,
No, because otherwise...
date is going to be pretty obvious that it's going to be the unification, the joining day, so it just seems a bit odd. Maybe put, several hours, change it to p.m. rather than a.m.
Yeah, rightio.
On the date.
How's that, the wagon coming?
Oh, the wagon? Will you check on Pierre? Pierre says, I have spoken with Bantlo, and he has volunteered his wagon. It has the Gnomish Merchant Company branding on it, but you three are not gnomes. It would look very suspicious for you to drive it.
Do you have any paint?
We've got ink.
Yeah, we've got ink for days.
Forging everything, aren't we?
Well, if we just paint over the gnome symbol, then be fine. No one will know.
I do not think we have enough ink or paint to paint over the logo.
We have to risk it. If I ride a horse, my old bones.
I would...
I'll crumple. I'm brittle.
If you are planning on making a stealth exit from here, it would be nearly impossible with the wagon. You might have to, I don't know, fight your way out. Alternatively, I can supply you with enough horses that you could make your way across the countryside. You would be a lot slower, but you would not attract as much attention.
Well,
perhaps we should do that, to be honest.
But if we're giving them what they want, surely they would not want to... No, we should take the horse.
we can do both, you know what I mean?
Yes. That would be the safer option.
Why risk it? I'll deal. I'll ride a horse.
When I write a song about this, I will not include this part.
Not true. You write this song, we were very brave. We fought every single man and woman here very, vigilantly and quite stunningly, I would say. All right?
Are we going to head off now or back?
Yes, I think it's probably best to head off now. Why don't we just put these decoy letters outside on the door, and whilst that's happening, we'll just sneak off into
As just an added precaution, why don't we tear up the letter we have into three, and each one of us takes one, and then when we meet up, we can mend it with not a boy's mending spell.
Let's do that with the letter and, I believe, the handkerchief
as well. Yes, sounds good.
Yes.
All right.
And the best thing now, though, is if Notaboy gets caught, well, there's two shitty drawn maps on his chest.
Yeah, so that's going to be very confusing. Throw them all. Which is the right one?
Okay, so
there's
give me
three maps going on right now. That's great.
All right, so what
you guys have
done,
a very convoluted plan. Give me the summary.
So we've made a decoy hanky,
yeah,
with a wrong map on it. We've also made a decoy letter with a wrong time and a wrong date. Mm-hmm. We've put them both out the front, pinned them up for the fella to find.
In lad's bag.
Yeah. Bam. We've also tattooed two maps on the washboard abs of Not a Boy, which are terrible, but maybe we'll throw them off if Not a Boy gets captured, because they won't be sure which is the real one. We've also taken our version of the handkerchief and the letter and torn them into three, and each taken one fragment, so that if one of us gets captured, then they don't have the entire message or the entire handkerchief. But when we come together, we can use the mending spell of Not a Boy to make them whole again. Mm. And then we alight on our horses and ride into the inky darkness. The right. End.
You guys can catch some sleep if you want, such that you have a long rest before you set out. Mm-hmm. I would advise, unless you want to like make haste, like leave now. But you could still do that before the deadline of tomorrow at sunrise.
I'm out of spells. So.
Like give you like, can are you going to roll for the people? Because this is when you give them a one.
I'll just chuck a one out there as I go to bed.
Make them
somewhere
fail
in
some.
The darkness. You hear somewhere in the night. You hear pots and pans clanging and PS swearing.
I gotta fire off that one before I go to sleep. Otherwise, it'll weigh on me. It's bad.
You give out a cosmic one.
It's like wake up with a bad taste in my mouth. If
yeah, that's fair. It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. All right. Let's have a bit of a snooze.
Little kip.
Bit of a kip on the horse, taking turns, and then we try and stealthily get out of this. Border town.
Jack, for your new day, you can re-roll your
So exciting. D20s. Oh, one and a two.
Wonderful. Right, fuck up two people's day.
Roger, dodger, lodger. So, you have your sneaky little nap, mm-hmm, and all of you recover all of your hit points, plus you have spells back, etc., etc. Before the sun has risen, Pierre wakes you up.
Oh.
Old man, Petra and Noddy, I have arranged a second horse for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wish, you may leave now.
Let us in the night.
Perhaps you guys, kept your own watch and whatever, but Pierre also stayed up the entire night.
Champion.
I have arranged a watch as best I could, and I think tomorrow morning I am going to perhaps close shop just for the day, and funnel everyone out onto the road. Perhaps then, maybe they, maybe these people have trouble tracking you because there's so many people leaving my town.
This is very kind of you to do.
Thank you, Mr. P.
I don't know why you're being so kind.
Look, you know what? Here's an extra gold. So thank you so much.
Yeah, look, we really appreciate it.
It's very nice.
I'll spray. Have you got any business cards or anything? Well, maybe. I don't know how your business runs. Could just be word of mouth, but we'll spread the word.
Just inform people to come to the Who Goes There at the border.
We did.
We went there. We goes there.
Now, just a quick further word of warning. The forests and area to the north of here, they are the best way for you to move. It's a thick forest that is very hard for people to track others in. It might hamper you with your horses, but it would also hamper them. So it's kind of, not the best situation, but it is the best one that you could hope for.
A bit of a tit for tat, we get it, all right.
The biggest warning is, though, that those forests are owned by one of the family monopolies, the Lord and Ladies, and there is a bit of civil unrest going on there. The local guard, Constabulary, are having a bit of trouble with it, but there are bandits in the area that you might need to contend with.
Well, no worries. We'll so put long our as eyes you, out for them, yes.
If you keep your noses clean and do not look like you have too much money, I do not think they will bother you, but it is something certainly to watch out for.
It's always a risk, risk. All
right, thank you so much. Pierre, let us get on our horses and let's chuff along, shall we?
I am myself a little friendly with the people to the north. They are the Normandy family.
Oh, no, Normandy family.
Yes.
All right, I'll
keep that in mind.
All the forests and areas to the north of here are belonging to them and their monopoly. They are not, you know, amazing people, but I am friendly with them. If you mention my name, perhaps that might help.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Pierre.
Certainly will not help if you meet the bandits, though.
Fair enough. Understood. You know, yes. Understood.
All right. I wish you luck, Godspeed, and good luck to you.
How many horses did we have? Two?
You have two, yeah.
Cool. I'll ride with
each?
Somebody. two each, Adam?
We've got the horse from...
No.
The horse from last night from that soldier boy.
Yep.
And now we've got an extra horse.
Adam. Everyone thought of the song, right? Yeah, it's not just me, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good.
It doesn't neigh, it goes, oh. No, you. It goes you.
You!
Is that a cow?
It's a all right. Sheep.
I'll ride with old ma'am here to make sure that she's okay. And we'll just go along, shall we? Yes.
Sounds good.
You all sneak your way off north into the forests.
I am very sulky that I cannot play my music through the forest.
If you want, you can just grab like a leaf and you can just kind of fold it in half and you can play a tune that way.
I take that personally.
How fucking dare you?
I was just trying to be helpful. Like, it wouldn't be as like loud as perhaps your harp. But no offense there, love.
None taken.
Seems that there was a lot of offense taken. So very sorry.
You know no, you know amazing? What? Okay, you know
yes.
what?
Yes.
You wouldn't know.
I guess I don't.
I cannot put that on you because you wouldn't know.
No.
You were in the army
yes.
for so long.
It's 3 days of this, BT Dubs.
Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry. I don't. I'm
I
very
don't hold it against
sorry.
You. I honestly don't.
Old man, you. It is 3 days of this.
I just quietly. Look, I'm fucking 81 or 71. I've been through the wars, petty squabbling. It's not a struggle for me. I just let them fight.
It's like, it feels like
we're not fighting.
It feels like I'm in a fight that I don't. Know that I'm in. Like, I'm
we're
just...
not fighting.
I'd like to think
seems
I have an
almanac.
Like,
fight.
You know, like a farmer's almanac?
I don't,
and
yeah.
I'll just read that.
All right. You again, probably I'm also pay a bit of attention to where you guys are going thing. Because that... someone, frankly, needs
not.
To keep track of where you're heading.
Yep.
You, okay. You boy, spot through the dense forest.
Yeah. A
worn
Noddy?
Huntsman's
Sorry,
track,
Noddy?
So okay. you know, like a place
you prefer...
it's typically okay. made by deer, but worn clear by hunters going through. You are able to start following that.
You'll
it's going roughly in the right direction, mm-hmm. so you speed yourselves up by
cool.
doing that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to get you to re-roll those dice,
again?
Just like not three times, once
just
for
one
every
more
day.
Time?
Yeah, just one more time, just for this new day, whatever day happens.
Noddy likes a soft D.
5 and 13. All right. Sorry to make you lose the one and the two.
Oh, look, hey. Can't win
Jackson Bailey.
But if you're
going to
deal hard
does
tea, I'll take it.
What are you two laughing about?
There's so much petty squabbling happening.
No, I think it's beyond petty squabbling. I think it's gone full circle. We may be having a lover's tryst.
We're buddies now. I'm starting to speak like her, you know? I'd like to change it up a bit. I think this is who I am for the next day.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Oh. I mentioned at the start of the campaign I like to put on new identities, and boy, oh boy, I think this accent could really bring my bard tunes up. Okay, I'm going to write a little tune called Lover's Squabble, and it's dedicated to Petra.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Do you know what? I'm actually going to say she's a babe.
Oh,
I'm going to go that
you
far.
Know, you are a bit of a hunk of all right.
She got me squawking like a bird, she does. Okay. Susan Diddy from Noddy. To Petra, and Petra is a babe, oh, Petra is a babe, oh, Nutty loves Petra, yes he does, and Nutty loves Petra just because, oh, Petra's a babe, oh, Petra's a babe.
That was spectacular, here, here, well done.
Just, that was absolutely gorgeous, tears in my eyes, that was so beautiful.
You can lovely. Get a point of inspiration.
Yes.
Well done.
How often can I get those? Asking
either,
for a friend.
You either have it or you don't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You get, so,
yeah, is it? Oh,
basically, yeah. Point of inspiration is on a roll that you make, you can be like, Adam, I'd like to use this point of inspiration, and it gives you an advantage, so a bonus to the roll. You can also use it to help an ally. So if Jackson's trying to do something, you're like, I really want Jackson to succeed. Adam, I'm going to use my point of inspiration to give Jackson the advantage. Sweet. It's basically a reward for role-playing.
Well, I picked the right business game, didn't I, boys?
I don't know what's happening.
Did we come across any bandits?
I put on a new identity. I love this character.
How long will Noddy's new identity last? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.